trimming. Hey, what's going on, people? It's your boy the G-Man, and yes, I am back with another edition of 5 Minutes with G, and this is vlog you number 7 is heaven, baby. But you know what, before I get into the topic that I'm going to talk about today, I just want to send a big shout out to the PT family members, Straight Shooting LJA, Jazzy Fizzle, JBK and Nathan Arstall. Big yourselves up, lads. Also, I want to say, people, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, share those videos, like those videos, and turn on the notifications, because when these videos drop, you will be notified. Yes, you will be notified, people. But you know what? I need to say this. I wasn't planning on doing a vlog today. I definitely wasn't. It's Friday. It's 10 o'clock. I'm tired, but it's the North London Derby on Sunday, and I have to say something about the North London Derby. You know, this is crucial. Arsenal playing Tottenham is a big match in itself, but Arsenal playing Tottenham and we are 8 points behind them. It's a must-win game. It's do or die. We're in December. We're only on 14 points. We're 8 points behind Tottenham. You know, we need to beat them. We need to win this game, because if we lose this game, it's not looking pretty for us at all. Mourinho has somewhat turned this Tottenham team into a credible, you know, a credible, and I hate to say it, you know, title challengers. He's turned them into title challengers. You know, Harry Kane's gone from strength to strength. Son's gone from strength to strength. They've strengthened in all areas. Like, Tottenham are just looking like a team now who believe that they can actually do something this season. And it's scaring me. And like I said, we are 8 points behind them and we are struggling. We've lost 5 games already. If we lose this game, it's going to be 6 games. Look where we are at. We've got Burnley after this. We've got Southampton, who are in good form. Burnley are fighting for their lives. Then we've got Everton. Everton are looking to break into the top 4. We've got Manchester City and Chelsea, both title challengers. This month is a deadly month. It can go many ways for us, yeah. But worst case scenario, you know, we're not going to pick up many points, and we're going to be very close to the relegation zone. I don't really want to see that happen. We need to beat Tottenham. Mikel Arteta, Aubameyang, Bellerin, we need to beat Tottenham. Please, do the business. Like, just looking at that match in itself, we all know the North London Derby isn't, you know, it's average game. Like, it doesn't really relate to what's happening in the league. You know, players lift themselves. They know what's on the line. It's a derby. Two local clubs are playing it out to prove who's the best in that area. It's something different. This is like a 6-pointer, really, and truthfully. You know what I'm saying? I'm just sort of lost for words, trying to think what is it that we need to do to win this game. And just thinking about it, all it is players need to just up the ante. They need to find themselves, you know. One of the big things is Aubameyang's not been scoring off late. Now, we're heavily reliant on Aubameyang, which is bad, because if he's not scoring, then we're not scoring. And if we're not scoring, we're not winning games. And if we're not winning games, we're not getting 3 points. It's as simple as that. We need Oba, you know, to be on form. But we also need other players to put the ball in the net as well. We can't just rely on one player. If we're going to be a big, big team, or considered a big, big team, and if we want to break into the top 4 this season, we have to have more players contributing to goals. You know, just goals. So that's one thing that needs to change. But also, I don't know about you guys, you fellow Arsenal fans, and, you know, just people that like football in general, but for me, I look at Arsenal and I just see fear at the moment. In the Premier League, there's fear. Arsenal, there's a lot of fear. It's like players don't want to commit to anything. Players passing backwards constantly. Players don't want to drive forward with the ball. Players don't want to take it on themselves to make a run, because if they lose the ball, I don't know whether it's laziness, they don't want to run back for it, or the fact that if they lose the ball, they don't want to be that guy to lose the ball. But with that, there comes the lack of creativity. It hurts me to see it, because Arsenal teams in the past have been very creative, very bright, one-touch passing, fluid, you know, fluent, you know, moving the ball from left to right quickly. Do you hear me? Take it. I just think about the teams we've had in the past, and I know we're not in the past. I know we are here and now, but I'm just saying these players are capable of producing that sort of football. You know, it may be the Europa League, and I've even discounted the games in the Europa League, but look what happened in against Rapid Vienna. We played the game that we know we can play. We could have potentially won that game 8-1, you know. So it's there. The players can definitely do it. We have the players to do it, but you know, our current squad, our current 11, first choice 11, they need to up the ante. And maybe the fears they're introduced because there might be a little bit of fear from Arteta. Maybe he has to be a bit more fearless in his squad selection. Maybe he needs to demote and promote some players. Maybe he should be starting the likes of Reece Nelson. You know, always starting Saka from the start. Having these young, bright, you know, attacking players play. Maybe Smith Rowe needs a chance now. Maybe Smith Rowe is the answer to the number 10 position. You know, I know Laka's been playing there in the Europa League and looks solid, but he's not a number 10, let's face it. Smith Rowe is that type of midfielder, and he can be developed into that. So maybe Arteta's got to be a bit more fearless. Maybe Niles, he needs to be playing Niles, you know. Get me. Yaka, constantly passing backwards. Yaka, you know, hasn't been really at his peak yet and hasn't really produced what he needs to be produced. Maybe he needs to be dropped. Maybe Niall should be playing in his position. I feel we're at a point where some of the more experienced players are proving that they just constantly letting the team down. And maybe it's time to be fearless and throw these young players into the game. Honestly, maybe a North London derby would be the perfect time to put some of these young players in and boom, let them go out there and express themselves and catch Tottenham off guard. Honestly, we cannot afford to lose this game. You know, if we lose this game, it just becomes harder for the next game against Burnley and the next game against Everton. You know, if we can win this game, we can change the narrative, and that's what's needed. But you know what? Let me just say what team I would actually select if I was the manager for Sunday. Leno, Bellerin at right back, Tierney at left back. I'd go for Luiz and Gabriel if Luiz is fit. I don't know if he's going to be fit, but if he's not, then definitely Holding. I think that's a solid back five right there. Then formation wise, I'm thinking about playing a four at the back. Then just in front, I'll have the two pivotal defensive midfielders. So I'll be thinking about Ainsley, Maitland-Niles, and Elneny working together, because I thought that was a good combination in the Europa League game. You know, and Niles really showed, you know, once again how good he is. I'd be a bit cautious, so I'd probably put Willian as that third centre midfielder. But you know what I'm saying? I'm actually thinking, you know, why not? Why wouldn't I just throw Smith Rowe in there? Just give him a chance. Just give him a run out. You know, boost his confidence. But it would just be dependent on what Willian does, basically. So Smith Rowe would definitely be on that bench, and he'll definitely be, you know, there if needed at half time if Willian's not doing the business that he needs to be doing. But on the right, I'd have Reece Nelson. Definitely Reece Nelson. You know, on the left, Saka. And then up top, I'd have Aubameyang. Now, Lacazette misses out, but that's only because I feel like he is a striker. And at the end of the day, I think it's better to have you know, him playing in his position rather than not playing in his position in this type of match. I honestly do believe we can win the game, and I'm going to predict that we're going to win it 2-1. You know, hopefully Tottenham don't steamroller us, but I believe we're going to win it 2-1. So, yeah, that's basically my feelings about the North London Derby and the games coming up. I honestly do hope that Arsenal will put in a performance this weekend, because I do believe if it does go the wrong way, then this could be, you know, the starting of the downfall of Arteta. And I say this without trying to cause fear and hysteria and, you know, be one of those fans that are always trying to be negative, but I just think there's a point in time in the season where you just can't come back from bad results. And no matter what you want to say, we've got 5 games afterwards, which in this period look like, you know, they are big, big, big 3-pointers. But you know what? This, my views on the North London Derby, please let me know what you think or feel, you know, as usual. And I've got a question for you. You know, if you do see this after the North London Derby, whatever the result is, what is it that you want to see Arsenal do from here on in? As in, like, what changes do you want to see done? Like, what players do you want to see in the squad? What players do you want to see dropped? What players do you want to see come in on the January transfer market? You know, and yeah, that's it basically. But it's been nice talking. It's your boy the G-Man. I'm gone now. I'm tired. Peace. She bad, she bad.